This is Degaris, Mask List, MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 659, entitled How to Convert a Monoconscious Male Feminist into a Biconscious Masculist. Description. When biconscious masculists harangue the hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists at public feminist talks, there are often many monoconscious male feminist boyfriends at these talks who react verbally violently against the biconscious masculists. This flyer gives advice on what biconscious masculist haranguers can do with these monoconscious male feminists. Now the flyer itself. How to convert a monoconscious male feminist into a biconscious masculist, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Increasingly now, biconscious masculists are expressing verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist diatribes against monoconscious feminists in public, telling them how hypocritical they are with their misandry, when in reality, as known by biconscious masculists, women oppress men far worse, with women committing many horrible gender crimes against men that last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women. This biconscious masculist haranguing of monoconscious feminists in public, when feminists lash out at men in public, is coming up against a practical problem, namely male feminists, that is, monoconscious male feminists. Male feminists are male, so do not have in their DNA an ancient, evolved fear of male violence towards women. In the very distant past, pre-human women learned the hard way that to physically confront a male, who typically is three times stronger across the chest than the average female, is to put her life at risk. In the distant past, there was little in the way of tribal law. If a woman really got it into her head that a particular man in her group or tribe was her man, and that he should be the father of her kids, and she did not take seriously his rejection of her, then she could have driven him crazy to the point that he totally lost patience with her, picked up his club, and with his enormous male strength advantage over her, literally bashed her brains out. Women, over eons, have learned to fear males, especially when walking home in a dark alley when there is an adult male following her. It's an evolved instinct in women based on collective, genetically selected experience of millions of women over millions of years. Women have good reason to fear men. So when biconscious masculists harangue monoconscious feminists in public, these women start feeling rather afraid that these obviously very angry, hateful biconscious masculists may actually physically harm them. However, this is not the case with the male feminists in the audience, since they are, by definition, male. They do not have this fear, for the obvious reason that, on average, they are as strong as the biconscious masculists, who are publicly haranguing the monoconscious feminists. In practice, it's often the case that the strongest opposition to the biconscious masculist harangue against the monoconscious feminists in a public talk comes from men, not women. That is, from male feminists, who can be very verbally violent against the biconscious masculists. Why does this happen, and what can the masculists do about this? This flyer attempts to answer these questions. At the time of writing, January 2025, masculist ideas are still not widely enough known that the haranguing masculist can assume that nearly everyone present at the public talk is well aware of masculist ideas. This is still very much not the case. As a consequence of this, The male feminists in the audience are as ignorant, in brackets, of the idea that gender oppression is very much a two-way street and that in reality women oppress men far worse, close brackets, as are female feminists. So given that these men have the same gender political beliefs as the feminists, who are often their girlfriends, since they are present at the same public feminist talk as their girlfriends, the monoconscious male feminist men get just as angry at the biconscious masculists as do the monoconscious female feminists, but with one difference, and that is they have no fear in ratcheting up the heat of the verbal violence they express against these haranguing biconscious masculists. And it is this monoconscious male feminist verbal violence that can be a real problem for biconscious masculists. So what can the biconscious masculists do to solve this problem? One obvious solution is to rid the world of monoconscious male feminists by converting them into biconscious masculists, by teaching them the basics of masculism, so that they learn that women oppress men far worse, thus making monoconscious feminists seem utter hypocrites when these women lash out at men for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. This sounds all very well in theory. But what do haranguing biconscious masculists do when, on the spot, in a public talk, while some monoconscious feminist is trashing men, her male feminist boyfriend is present, along with dozens of other male feminists who are accompanying their monoconscious feminist girlfriends to the talk, who join in with the verbally violent monoconscious male feminist attack against the harangue coming from the biconscious masculist? In practice, if you are the haranguing biconscious masculist, you probably have only a few seconds to make your pitch before you get drowned out by the flood of monoconscious male feminist bile that comes heading your way. So, imagine the scene. You've been saying things to the monoconscious feminist speaker, such as, quote, "You monoconscious feminists are hypocrites, since in reality women oppress men worse with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, and the like. Your monoconscious feminism has made you repulsive to young men in the US, of whom two-thirds now no longer even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to having been so poisoned against men by monoconscious feminist ideas, that these young women are seen by young men as repulsive and hence left to rot on the shelf." End quote. After you've got out this much, the feminist speaker will, probably, start feeling really antsy and retaliate with something like, quote,
"It's just that sort of misogyny that makes so many women hate men and motivates women to avoid men,"
end quote. To which you say, quote, "It's a two-way street, lady. You women oppress men far worse, so we masculists, we bi-conscious masculists, punish monoconscious feminists so severely we effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to die slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. We masculists have a label for women like you. We call your type MFBs. That's monoconscious, feminazi, bigots." At this point, the male feminist boyfriend of the speaker, or some similar man in the audience, pops a fuse and answers back with real verbal violence, saying, "You misogynist shit! Look how men oppress women. Would you like to be raped, sexually harassed at work, be beaten at home by your boyfriend, etc.?" Then you turn to him and say, quote, "Of course not. I'm not denying that men oppress women. They obviously do. But women's oppression of men is far worse, is horrible, and lasts decades," end quote. The strategy of the biconscious masculist now is to appeal to the self-interest and the gender political reasonableness of the objecting male feminist boyfriend by saying, quote, "You know, If you marry and have kids with this monoconscious feminist woman of yours, then you will face a 1 in 4 chance of being butchered in the fluffy feminist controlled divorce courts. You'll lose custody of your kids. You'll lose your house and half your wealth and stuff. You'll be forced to make payments to your children, whom you'll barely be allowed to see, maybe 2 weekends a month, by the feminist controlled divorce courts. If your ex-wife is a real fluffy, you may be forced to pay her alimony until you die, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic, fluffy ass and fip up, that is, become a financially independent person. Maskers see that the fipping of women will go a long way towards solving most of men's gender issues. This is the end of part 1.